Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
We move to the second quarter now. Mountain Home leading Batesville 19-12. Kind of eerie. The last time these teams met, Mountain Home scored 19 in the first quarter. They do it again here tonight. Last time they lost. Let's hope they can reverse those fortunes here this evening. Walker with it for Mountain Home. Now Tabor, left side, top of the key. Takes the dribble to the baseline. Feeds it backdoor to Penn. She'll score off the glass. The penetration by Tabor got the defense to collapse on her. She found Penn on the backside. Lady Bombers with a 9-point lead, 21-12, 7:21 left in this opening quarter. It's Hammock out top in the corner, Lang. Now Baxter wants a three and won't go. The backside rebound, Griffin. She's fouled as she goes back up. This is on Kyra Penn. It's going to be her first, the team's fifth. Taylor Griffin at the free throw line. 0 for 2 from the line. Has not scored yet tonight. Now she has. She hits the first one. Batesville just 3 of 6 from the line so far. Griffin with one more. And it's good. ...7:12 left opening half. Lady Bombers up 21-14. Three-pointers in the first quarter for Husky, two for Pfeiffer. Tabor out top. Batesville in a man-to-man. Walker has it between the circles. She directs traffic. Gets Husky to pop out on the right elbow. Top of the key, it's Tabor now. Holds it. Now the defender close enough. Count going. She'll put the ball on the floor. Husky comes to get it top of the key. 6:37 left opening half. Lady Bombers leading by 7. Walker down the left side of the paint. Nothing there. Back to Tabor. Open from 15. Shot rims out. Penn, the rebound underneath. The putback is good. Kyra Penn with 4 points off the bench. Back to a 9-point Mountain Home lead. 23-14. Right side jumper is good. It's a three. I believe that was Hope Lang. It was her first points of the ball game. 23-17, Mountain Home. Hold it. Right side, top of the key is Tabor. She'll get it to Walker down between the circles. Reset things. Tabor. On the elbow, out top. Now it's going to be Walker. 5:40 left in this first half. And Mountain Home's working on, if you're looking at the court from the scorer's table, they're working on the left baskets. We're under the basket in the corner, our vantage point. And with all the cheerleaders between us and the court, it is very difficult to see what's happening on this end of the floor. 6-point lead for Mountain Home with the basketball. Walker. Now Husky out top getting things set up for Mountain Home. Husky will direct some traffic. Now gives it up to Pfeiffer. Walker now on the left elbow. Back to Pfeiffer. Quick release on the three. It won't go. And the rebound out of bounds. It's Batesville basketball. Into the ball game for the Lady Bombers, Emma Martin. Tabor will come out. Both teams have gone 7 deep here in this first half. 5:04 left in the first half. 23-17, Mountain Home leads it. Mountain Home's largest lead has been 9. Inside it goes to Edwards, and she'll score. She has 8. Of her team's 19 points, 23-19. close as Batesville has been in a long time. Here's Husky about 5 feet beyond the arc, and she fills it up. 4 3-pointers for Peyton Husky in this first half. 26-19, Mountain Homes lead back to 7 with 4.5 minutes left in the first half. Out top, this is Hammack, penetrates, kicks it back out top to Higginbottom. Higginbottom along the baseline, back to Hagwood. The three from the lefty is good. Erin Hagwood with her second three. Back to a four-point game, 26-22. Now it's home with the lead and the ball, 4 minutes left in the first half. Martin works out top. Underneath Penn. Great entry pass from Husky. Penn can't finish, though. Misses the shot. Edwards, the backside rebound. Here comes Batesville. Into the paint. The floater by Hammack is missed. And the rebound by Riley Walker. That's her third. She runs the floor. Finds Husky through a double team. Into the paint. Drives right side. Shot no. Rebound Batesville. Griffin with it for the Lady Pioneers. She'll run the floor. Offensive foul. Taking the charge was Emma Martin. The foul on Griffin, her first. Second team foul against the Lady Pioneers, their third turnover. Lady Bombers up 26-22 with 3:18 left in this first half. Out top, it's Martin now. Pfeiffer off the pick, hits the three. Timeout Batesville. Pfeiffer has 3 threes, Husky has 4, and the Lady Bombers lead at 29-22. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The new year is time for resolutions, fresh starts, and change. It's the perfect time to change to Integrity First. Now through the end of January, bring your checks from your old bank and open a new Integrity First checking account with a minimum of $100, and you'll get a complimentary box of Integrity First Bank checks. Plus, we'll buy those old bank checks for $50. We'll even include a 3x5 safe deposit box free for 1 year. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Equal Housing Lender Member FDIC.
.305 left in this first half. Mountain Home leading Batesville 29-22, putting on an exhibition beyond the arc. 4 3-pointers for Peyton Husky, 3 for Hannah Pfeiffer. Batesville works it along the baseline to Griffin. She'll drive right side and score. She has 4 points now. It's 29-24, Mountain Home. 2:48 left in this first half. Pfeiffer wants a three. She's got it. She had a hand in her face, and she knocks it down. 8 3-pointers in the first half for Mountain Home. 32-24, Mountain Home by 8. 2.5 minutes left in this first half. Hammack at the point. Hagwood looks inside. Ball knocked away by Pfeiffer. They're going to blow a whistle to a foul, and I'll tell you what, Coach Leonard, about to blow a gasket. He is extremely upset. Lindsay stepped over in front of him, tried to settle him down and keep him off the court. He couldn't believe they called that foul. Don't blame him. Foul on Pfeiffer is her first. Turnaround jumper inside is good by Griffin. 6 for Griffin now. 32-26. Lady Bombers up, 2 minutes left in this first half. Pfeiffer, the three out top, it won't go. The rebound is tipped, picked up by Baxter along the baseline for the Lady Pioneers. 1:45 left in this first half. Mountain Home by 6. Lady Bombers doing a good job on the offensive end. Here's a three on the way by Hammack, it won't go. And the rebound underneath, the follow, no, it's out of bounds, and it's going to be Mountain Home basketball. Hagwood misses the putback underneath, and the Lady Bombers will get it back. What Matt Holmes doing is whoever passes the ball to Pfeiffer, she's kind of taking one step and dribbling right behind whoever passed the ball to her, using that player as a pick and getting some open looks at the basket. 1:22 left in the first half. Mountain home by 6. Walker out top. Right side, top of the key with the dribble. 1:10 left now in this first half. Walker still with the dribble, and Mountain home may be content to play for the final shot. Now Batesville is going to come out and guard him a little closer. We're going to let them stand and hold the dribble and run the clock out. Walker gives it up to Husky. She's in trouble. The midcourt dribbles out of it. 48 seconds left in the half. 32-26. Mountain home with the lead over the district-leading Lady Pioneers of Batesville. And this is backcourt. No, it's out of bounds. Mountain home turns it over at midcourt, trying to run the clock out, and they turn it over. It's a third turnover by Mountain Home. Pin out, Tabor in for Mountain Home. 36 seconds left in the half. Mountain Home leads it by 6. That could be a big turnover in this ballgame. Try to play for the final shot. Now Batesville has it. And a drive and a bucket by Griffin is good. She has 8 points. 32-28 Mountain Home with 18 seconds left in the half. Martin looks down low as Tabor goes up, draws the foul. Malley will head to the free throw line. Tabor will shoot a couple here. The foul is going to be charged to Taylor Hammack. That's her second. Team foul number 3. Tabor at the line. The first one is good. Baxter in for Batesville. Hammack with 2 fouls comes out for the final 12 seconds. One more free throw here for Tabor. It's good. Knocks them both down. 6-point Mountain Home lead. 12 seconds left. Pfeiffer almost got a steal. Picked back up by the Lady Pioneers. Along the baseline, a drive. Good grief. They call a foul on Tabor on that. Dell's upset about that, and again, deservedly so. Tabor get called for the foul. It's her first, team 7th. And at the free throw line is Hope Lang to shoot 2. First one is good. 3.6 seconds left. Lady Bombers by 5. Lang, one more free throw here. It's missed. Rebound to Walker. Stolen away by Batesville, and the half will come to an end. And the Lady Bombers will take a 5-point lead into the locker room at halftime. 34-29, Mountain Home with the lead. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's halftime. Stay tuned for the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.